Hi, audio boots, Adrian at Turbo Stream. So we're on day 17 of February, and today's topic is, what are your irrational fears? Well, my irrational fear is failure. It's something that's been driving my life ever since I can remember. And I'm going to use the example of the forthcoming 10 in 10 in June, which I signed up for yesterday. And apologies for the scratching of the microphone. It took me ever since I've seen Daylight Gambler's tweet, I think it was before Christmas, I'll be honest. And he did signed up for the 10 in 10, and it's 10 peaks in 10 hours in the Lake District. Now I've dummed and hard about it for the best part of a month, probably 6 weeks. And in the back of my mind was the fear of failure, even though there's nothing to fail. It's not like a test or an exam. And it's taken me 6 weeks to pluck up the courage to sign up for it. And I was reading tonight Phil's updated his blog at philsorrell.com. And he mentions how he's scared about him taking part because he's done a walk of 10 miles and he had to sleep for 11 hours on that night. Because it totally exhausted him. And I know how he feels, to be honest. As I say, this irrational fear of failure has been... I think it started when I was at primary school. I was quite heavily bullied by one of the teachers. And for some reason, I don't know, I can't remember why. It was a local primary school, and I seemed to spend every afternoon standing outside the headmaster's office. I don't think I was a bad child. I don't think I played up. And it got to a point that I had to move schools to the school where my mum was a teacher, simply to get away from this teacher. And I think ever since then, I've pretty much, everything I've done, there's this irrational fear at the back of my mind that I'm going to fail spectacularly. Doesn't matter what I do. It might be a task at work, it might be this walk that's coming up. It could be something in my personal life, or I don't know, it's just everything if I set myself a test or a challenge to do, it's always this in the back of the mind, this what happens if I fail? And that's actually, over the years, has stopped me doing a few things I wanted to do. This fear of failure. And most of the time, it's totally unfounded. When I do set myself a challenge, I usually come through with, flying colours. But whether I set myself the sights a bit low, I don't know. So I don't know, it's I think it was the fact that I was, fairly well bullied at school by this teacher, as I said. So that's had a lasting influence on my life. You know, it's something at work when we print lots of different jobs during the day, and quite often I'll set the job up on the machine, and in the back of my mind, what's going to go wrong next? Am I going to miss something? I'm going to put the wrong quantity in the quantity box on setting the job up. I'm going to print it on the wrong kind of paper because I've misread the ticket, you know. Will I not do enough? Will I? I don't know. It's something that's so ruled my life. So I'm going to go down for failure. And it's February, day 17.